In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today the Church is celebrating the Council, Ecumenical, First Ecumenical Council in Nicaea. It was called by the Emperor, the Saint, equal to the Apostle Constantine, because there was a terrible thing going on in the Church. As a man, he was a deacon, he decided to change the way the Church had looked at Jesus Christ. He started to call Jesus Christ as being creation of God, not God himself. And this is a terrible heresy. And the big trouble is that so many, even bishops, accepted that. And there was a terrible, terrible situation in the Church. And there were so many arguments, so many people on the outs. And it came to even to hatred. And Saint Constantine, the emperor, was so heartbroken seeing what is happening to the Church. Sounds a little bit familiar, doesn't it? What we have, what's going on then, what is going on, is going on now too. Apostle, in the readings of the Acts today, we hear that Apostle is warning the people, saying that there are wolves are coming in, and already then, right away, wolves started to come in, and as if the pastors or archpastors, and they would lead the people away from the truth. And this is what's happening in the beginning. It was the evil one. The evil one sends these wolves that distort the teachings of the Church, and having a certain talents to be able to bring it to people, wrong teachings that they would be accepting and believing it. And biggest problem is because not still, even then, and it is continuous now, as Metropolitan people had said many times, many people at the end especially is going to have less and less love for truth. Truth, it doesn't matter to them, it seems. It's everybody can believe the way they want to believe. That's how the Romans had done at one point. And my beloved, and this is what, and it shows that they had, just like Pilate had no interest in the real truth. And the Lord said, those who are from the truth, they will accept, and they will go and follow him, because the Lord is the truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ is this truth. He is the creator of the whole universe. He is the Son of God, born before all times from the God the Father, and being one with the God the Father and one with the Holy Spirit. That is the truth. We have one God in the three faces of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it is one God in his oneness. And today in the Gospel we hear how the Lord Jesus Christ is praying to his Father, God the Father. He is praying to him and saying that let us be one together, like the Lord Jesus Christ is one with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. That oneness of mind, oneness of heart, this is what the Lord was praying for. He says he's not praying for the whole world, but for those whom God the Father has given to him. And my beloved, let's pray and hope that we are the ones that God the Father has also has given to his Son, to bring us together, to bring us in the oneness of mind and oneness of heart, so that we'll be able to rejoice eternally with the Father who art in heaven, and with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and all the Mother of God, all the angels and archangels, and all the heavenly dwellers. But what do we do? How can we get that oneness? Well, I think the first step and the most important step is we have to learn to pray, to really not to just say the prayers with our lips or even say it with our mind and listening to ourselves and then hearing with our mind what we're saying. It is not enough. We have to pray from our heart. We have to make sure that the heart gets involved, that it actually, as St. John of Constance says, that the heart is actually involved in these words. It's accepting it, and it feels like it's his own. The words that we're saying, they're coming from the heart, because that's how the heart feels when we say the prayers. We must, as St. John of Corinto says, we must speak heart to heart with the Lord and with the Mother of God, with all the guardian angels, all the angels and all the saints. When we speak to them from our heart to their heart, then we will immediately feel that they have heard us, and they will help us if that is going to be good for our salvation, my beloved. But if we talk to the Lord, if we pray not from the heart, if we do just lip service, God hears everything anyway, but he will not answer. He will not answer unless we put our heart into it. My beloved, what was the biggest problem at that time? And then how was it? It was fixed by the emperor that called for the canonical council from all over the world. He got gathered together over 200 and some odd bishops and the priests and deacons and monks. Altogether, there were 318 fathers that were involved in that council, the first council, and they have done the fasting and prayer, and they have cried out to the Lord from the heart, asking for the guidance, asking for the Lord to allow them to come with the true the symbol of faith. You know, that's what the creed was put together in the first council. Second council added to it about the Holy Spirit, but the first part was about God the Father and Jesus Christ and the correct teaching how we must believe. Now, when that has happened, and the church, then the council of the church excommunicated then Arius and Nestorius and a few other ones that were the heretics, and they were excommunicated, meaning ousted from the church, from the church. Even though Arius had later on stated that he wants to be coming back into the church, that he accepts the teaching of the church, and he appealed to the emperor for him to get involved and order for the bishop to accept him back into the church. But the order did come from the bishop, but Arius, when he went to the cathedral, supposedly to come back to the church, he got so sick and he died as Judas did. All the guts, everything just came out and he died. The Lord did not allow him to come back because the bishop at that time knew that he wasn't sincere, that he wanted to come into the church. My beloved, the fate of those who are fighting the truth is terrible. It's terrible. They are not going to make it to the kingdom of heaven because they have not understood that our God is God of love and God of truth. And he does not want us to be not caring about the truth. We have to think about the truth. We have to think the same way as actually the Holy Fathers had thought. We have to have mind of Jesus himself, of Jesus Christ. This is what St. Paul says that we have to have. And this is what he had. He had the mind of Jesus Christ. He no longer lived, but the Lord Jesus Christ lived in him, as he said once. He thought as Jesus Christ. And that's what you and I have to do. We have to think the same way Jesus Christ is teaching us in the gospel. We have to think that way. And we cannot deviate from that. And today is a terrible situation. Today the enemy tries and put in so many wolves into the church, and so many of them are strayed away from the truth and keeping the sheep from coming into the kingdom of heaven. They're doing that, some of them consciously and many of them not consciously, because they have really no love for the truth. And the Metropolitan of Juarez says that that's what is going to happen the last times. Very few are going to be able to be saved because they have never loved, they not loved the truth. They haven't accepted the truth, just like Pilate didn't accept the truth. And the truth was right in front of him. Just that was Christ, Jesus Christ. And we better start thinking about the truth and trying to get the mind of the church. And we have to adhere to all the teachings of the gospel and of the epistles, as the apostles have taught, and as the holy fathers of the seven ecumenical councils have taught. If we contradict their teaching, or if we don't accept those teachings, that means we're not accepting the truth. If we're not listening to them, we're not listening to God himself, as Jesus Christ had said when he sent out the disciples to go and preach to the truth. And they went, and they went. And those who were from the truth, those who wanted to accept the truth, they then accepted the teachings of the apostles, and then they were brought into the church, and they kept the truth. And that's where the whole heaven is all filled with all the people that loved the truth and loved each other because of that. And we have one mind. We have to have one mind, one same understanding of the teachings of the church. And we become then part of the body of Christ, as Jesus Christ himself being the head of his church that he had built. He had not built many churches. He had built one church, and the gates of hell is not going to prevail against it. It's not going to destroy it. It's dwindling. It's dwindling. It's getting smaller and smaller, because many people that call themselves Orthodox and are supposedly are in the Orthodox Church, but they have joined the ecumenical movement. They have joined the World Council of Churches. And this is a compromise. It's a big compromise. The World Council of Churches does not recognize all the teachings of the ecumenical, seven ecumenical councils, my beloved. And this is a big tragedy. And most of the people are not going to the right place, because they don't really care about the truth. They're just looking what's easier for them. And if it's easier, it's much easier to come if you have a church next door, whether they have the full truth or not. But it's more convenient. They're looking for convenience all the time. They're not looking to take up a cross and to suffer for the Lord. And even look with the sicknesses that the Lord sends us at times and all the things. How we're always bucking it, how we're always trying to make it as easy as possible for us to go through the sicknesses. And we're just not submitting to whatever the Lord sends us. Maybe not, but to be with the Lord, to be with his church, we have to recognize what he has said. We have to remember these words. If you want to follow me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. Meaning, Deny yourself, forget about your way, your things, how you think, how you understand things. Accept the teachings of the Lord, accept the teachings of His church that He had built, and let the church and the Lord Himself be your guide. And don't let your brain figure things out, and because you're surely not going to go the right way. The only way is to make it to be with the Lord is to accept His teachings. And that's accepting the truth without any compromise. My beloved, be tough on yourself. Let's be tough on ourselves. Let's not look for easy way outs all the time. Let's be willing to suffer if need to be for the truth, for the Lord, for our Lord, as the saints have done. And then you will find peace. The Lord says, be humble and meek in your heart, and you will find rest. Well, peace you will find. Peace I give unto you, says the Lord to the disciples when He has resurrected Himself. And this is what the Lord is offering us. But to receive that and to feel that peace, we have to learn to get over our pride, and we have to learn to humble our heart and be meek and humble in our heart, and not look for our own will, but look for the will of God the Father and His Son and the Holy Spirit. And if we do that, then we'll find peace. And then the Lord will make sure that we will be in His church, and that through the sacraments, mysteries, we are going to be able to be brought in into the kingdom of heaven. The holy saints of the First Ecumenical Council, the holy fathers, I'm sure they keep on suffering, seeing what is happening and how the divisions keep on and breaking off from the church is happening nowadays, and how much confusion it is in today's people that all seem to call themselves Orthodox, but they can't seem to get together. They can't seem to get under one belief, under one mind of the teachings of the church. And how would we change that? We have only one really thing. We don't have an emperor that can gather a council to straighten everything out. But we have prayers. We have prayers. But it has to come from the heart. We have to start praying from the heart for the Lord to bring us together, to make us, our hearts and minds to be the same, to be part of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be with Him, and to pray. You can get the prayer just simple like that without effort. You have to put an effort behind it. First, you have to learn to say it with words so that the mind will understand every word that you're saying. And if you do that and persist on it, do your prayer rules, and then eventually it will come in miraculously into the heart, and the heart will start reacting to these words and to feel that it's really these words coming from you. They're not written by saints. So they're your wishes, your heart's desires, all these words that you're saying. And this is what we have to try to attain. And if we have prayers like that, it'll be like flame of love that is going to force the enemy to go away. And we will be able to then, with the help of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to start to gathering everybody together under one heart, one soul, one mind, of the mind of our Lord and of the church that He had made. My beloved, don't fall for all these heresies and all those unification just for the sake of supposedly love. As the Metropolitan says, that the love, what the ecumenism is trying to do, is they're trying to hug us all with the love and just destroy us, kill us, because they squeeze us to death with their love without the truth. We must have that absolute knowledge and believe that our God is God of love and truth. And you cannot separate the two. You have to have both to be able to make it. God bless you, give you the strength to keep on struggling and fight, and just never give up, and never think that it's useless and you can't make it no matter how many times you fail. Eventually we'll make it. You have to believe that, because the Lord wants us to believe that. The Lord wants us to love Him, and if we learn to truly to love Him, then we'll love each other and we'll be able to live according to the gospel. Amen.